Yes, Eti, this is there is this channel. It's really, really good because we started. I mean, Fernando did the hard part to assemble the channel, and so try to. The technology to stream it, and then we just needed to stream what we were receiving and exchanging in those sessions, because it's we I think all of us feel that is something bigger than ourselves, and we felt this will to share and to and it is interesting because it's always new. You cannot control what will come in those conversations, and that's the beauty of it. Sorry, I have to answer a bit.
Yes, thank you. Cindy, can you unmute and speak? Jill is here. Jill is here, and I open a new channel here. You can unmute and speak if you wish. There is a new channel here, Apple Tree. Yes, and we could join there and speak and open a bit. Good afternoon, Abigail. Happy to see you here. Felipe just opened and spoke about the establishing of Portuguese channel. They established it like a few years ago. And they're conversing from time to time. They're recording their conversations. And people are able to listen to the content and to what comes in Portuguese. Yes, we understand, Felipe. We understand. I also offered Abigail as well. And Abigail wrote her answer. And I respect your answer, Abigail. Thank you for your answer. Cindy, can you unmute and speak? Would you like to ask a question? Jill, Abigail, Cindy, any question that you like, you're most welcome. Hello, Cindy, can you unmute and speak? We shall be delighted to hear you. Can anyone
Good morning. Hear Cindy? Can you all hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can. Yes. How do you do today?
Very good. Hang on, I'm gonna try to
Yes, it's better now. Yes.
Okay, can you still hear me?
Yes, we can. We can. Good afternoon, Abigail. Happy to see you here. We shall wait until Cindy could connect and operate her microphone. Meanwhile, do you have any questions regarding the former content? About what you read, questions that are arising, everything is open. You can share
with us. I have a question, if that's okay.
Yes, yes.
It does seem like it's an ongoing process to constantly keep a track of the thoughts that are coming in, or not keep a track of them, but to let them go. I was wondering if that's just something that everybody deals with, like, tons and tons of thoughts all day long.
Yes, yes, this is what it does. Streaming thoughts and events and pictures. Just don't listen to this channel. Just, you can lose interest in just, if what happens, like in any happening in life, if we show interest, everything just magnifies and we're pulling in like a microscope. But if it does not make any sense. So why to listen to it? I mean, why to listen? I mean by paying attention. It's just something which is going on. So whatever comes to you, Jill, or anyone, it's not you. It's not about Jill, first of all, and it's not about you. It has nothing to do with your infinite nature. This is what is coming as a mechanical activity of the brain. Nobody has control over it. It's just that if we don't listen to it, we don't give it much attention. It just dims down. Whenever it comes, you say, okay, but this is not infinite, or this is not it, or this is not that. So, and once you say it or think it, it just loses, so to speak, its power on you. Do you understand that?
Yes, yeah, thank you for...
It's just...
Yes,
you understand? It's like a channel on the radio. You know, the radio used to be once round buttons. You increase the volume, you lower the volume. It's just another radio, like inner radio, blah, blah radio. Yes, everybody has it in his head. But once you notice you're listening to it, it's just, it's not infinite. And then it's not it. It's not infinite. It's not, you know, and then it loses its power. It from the moment you are awake in the morning, even when you are hovering at night, sometimes we don't sleep, or it all the time is going on. Everybody can admit this because this is what is happening. So what? This is what it does. This is what it does. It's a machine. And the machine has to be on. Just don't take it seriously. It happens every morning until I leave the house. Once I leave the house, it doesn't matter. Elevator, seeing people, saying hello, good morning, and it just changed its direction. You see? The more you open to the world, to life, it loses its power. Its power in the sense of isolation, of us as separated entity. This is the power of it. This is how it's suckling its power. But once you dry it and you say it's not infinite and it's not it, and you go, hi, you wave to a neighbor, or today, what happened today? Something very funny in the elevator. All the time there are troubles. And while taking the elevator, there was already a lady from the upper floor. I entered in, we say hello, and suddenly the elevator always is breaks, yeah, and suddenly there was a shake in the elevator, you know, it's like between the walls, you know, there's a pier and the elevator's in the pier, and the elevator was like tack tack moving from left to right, and I shake it, and I said to the neighbor, I don't know her name, from time to time we say hello like kindly, and I said, did you notice the elevator was moving from wall to wall? And she said yes, and smiled, and it was enough. You know, this is like was a real contact from heart to heart. Two people felt the same thing, and just hey, yes, confirmation, yes, it happened. Yeah, shaking. It was so funny. It's so funny because until I left the house, there's all the time combat in the morning. Da 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 da. There's radio. Blah 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 blah. It doesn't matter. It's the same music in everybody's head. Yes, but once you just. Something that nobody's in charge. Who will shake the elevators like that? Tack, 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 from, you know, peer to peer, wall to wall. It was like, what? And it just shook us both. It was so funny. And then you continue. There's a bus and there's children. There's school. There's the sun. There's the sea. Da, 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 as, so it melts. It doesn't have holding. This is a very interesting example for the, how do you say, two goats. There is a story in the Bible or text that says that every Yom Kippur, the high priest, Kohen Gadol, take two billy goats that are, they have the same shape, the same size, the same color. They're similar, almost identical twins. And he puts his hand on them, one of them, and he gives a blessing on both of them. And he says in the blessing that he doesn't know, in a way, what is right, what is wrong. Yeah? The real one will go run to the temple in Jerusalem, to the infinite. And the phony or the clone, what we're listening to our thoughts all the time, this is a mechanical happening, will run into the desert and fall from the cliff and will shatter. And this is what happens every Yom Kippur. And this is a very interesting, because it does not happen once a year. Once you have the, relation to the real, everything, all the rest is just drops and shatters and has no, in a way, existence. This is why I offer a channel of conversation. Here's Felipe and Abigail. I wrote to Abigail also an offering whenever Abigail will be ready. And here is Fernando. Good morning, Fernando. Happy to see you here. Once you open a channel of conversation and you speak, let's say, for instance, we're happy to, you and Cindy are speaking, Abigail with her friend. You give it a space, and all the rest, the magical thinking, all the leftovers that we grew on with children, young adults, all those false beliefs, they are falling because they have no suckling power anymore. Once you speak the truth, the rest does not have a nourishment source any longer. And Fernando can testify on it. Yes, Fernando, we were asking Felipe just before you came, how is it to speak about those topics in Portuguese? You have an experience of several years. The Portuguese channel is working for several years. Maybe you can unmute and speak about your experience. Because we offer Jill and Cindy and Abigail to open a channel to, and just maybe from your experience to share how it is to speak about it freely with friends. How does it feel to you? Maybe Felipe as well.
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to be here.
All of us are happy to be here.
Yeah. And it is interesting that I was thinking about your question and about the power of questioning, right? Because we did this, we let's say, Felipe, Rodrigo and I, and try to make the movement to bring a channel on some years ago, and it's quite different beginning of the channel from now, I would say. But the beautiful thing, it's about the creative process, you know, like to open a topic, open questions always bring us to a center, I would say, to a place to think about the subject, and it was quite impressive, this experience, because I don't know, many people are listening even now, some conversations that we upload like 3 or 4 years ago, and send messages and things like this. And it also makes us see
how we change our perspectives from there to now. So I think that is quite good to make it. Like to share it with us the audiobook of Esther. That was quite amazing. And I was traveling and listening to Jill and just to talk to you now. I can remember when I was on the road listening to the book, you know. So it is quite nice, this kind of experience.
Thank you, Fernando. Thank you so much for sharing what happens, Jill and Cindy and Abigail. And if we don't speak about those things, we don't give them space, they're choked inside. Yes? They don't have room or volume. It's like, and what happens is immediately the past or former experience take over like a bully on the space. And we became to be like timid and helpless and so, and like feeling victims, yes, of the happenings also. So the natural thing is just to speak of what is happening now, what is happening to you daily. And once you give it a space, it just to turn on the light switch. Once you turn on the light switch by giving a space of what is happening every day, all the rest disappears, all the darkness disappears. Occult, magical thinking, rabbinical thinking. If you walk under the leather, something will happen to you. If you step next to a black cat, something really not good will happen. If you forgot something at home and you return, after you left, don't return, something good, something not good, all those conditions, and there are infinite conditions and infinite magical thinking. All of us bring the, how do you say, you know, there's a beautiful scene in the movies when a couple is getting married or being wed in the church, and then the couple, they go for honeymoon, they enter a car saying just married, and at the back of the car usually there is a net, like fisherman net, which to the fisher net is connected all kinds of cola tins, all kinds of tins, like make a lot of noise. So this is, we are dragging with us all kinds of emptiness that makes sounds. It's not a music, it's just noise, and we believe it's the truth. No, it's not. It's just what all the thorns, you know, you have to every year you have, we are cleaning the filter of the air condition, you know, or the filter of the washing machine, because or the dryer, every machine has a filter. So once you clean the filter, you see there's a lot of dust or thorns, depends what, it just blocks. So once you clean it, so by speaking of what is happening every day, you just clean the filters, because you see it's not what is happening. Yes, it dissolves. It cannot hold, because what is exist is also speaks. And what we're carrying with us is the dead bones of the past. Imagine you or I, anyone, walk now in the street with 400 skeletons on his back. If you make a list, yes, if you make a list of, let's say, 10, just 10 sayings, how do you say magical thinking, don't walk next to a black cat, don't walk under the leather, just those things, just little things that you heard in your first surrounding, second, third surrounding. Make from each sentence a skeleton. Try to walk with those sayings, like you're carrying 10 skeletons on your back. Try to walk with it. Try to live with it. This is what it does. So, unless if you speak, once you speak to each other, Abigail and Friend, Jill and Cindy, Rodrigo, Fernando, Felipe and Friends. Once you speak about this, you give a space of a volume of what is happening to the spirit which is now present. And all the rest just disappears because it doesn't have a space to hold. Because holiness holds, not this. Is it understood? Fernando, Felipe, and Rodrigo, and friends, they can testify. Questions or sharing? Yes, Felipe?
It is very beautiful what you say, because when we there's a lot of things that we could say about this experience of sharing and conversing, and something that come to me is that when we talk about those topics that are dealing with a spiritual search or any kind of studies that we are interested in a genuine manner, there's less space for the selfing, you know, because
yes,
something, I mean, it's there are those it's different, for example, for the session of group therapy, let's say, you know, that this is okay, you can speak about what you're feeling and, you know, pull it out. But when we are in other hand talking about not personal things, about, you know, life and those studies and maybe a book or something that catch our attention, you feel very light, because you do not have to, you know, bother with our own, you know, issues.
Yes, personally. Yes, you know? Because, yeah. Why? Yeah. Yes, but why? Why, Felipe? I'm sorry to cut you, but why? Why does it feel light? Because there is not what identification. Felipe does not feel his Felipe. Felipe, yes, is absent. I turn to you by name, but you know, the story does not exist. This is why it's such a joy to be here. There is no personal story. There is just impersonal life. What a beauty. What relief. Impersonal living. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Who needs this? Who needs this heaviness?
Yes. Nobody. Nobody. And it's something that is interesting. Maybe we do not feel anymore it, but for instance, you are streaming content for many, many years, and there were different, let's say, phases of those teachings and conversations. And something that for me is very beautiful is the fact that just streaming alive, there is no concerning about, you know, what I say, what I should say. I have to prepare a lot of, you know. And this we might feel like a little shy at the beginning, or, you know, make a big thing about what I will say or whatever. I mean, my English sucks, you know. We are talking here because I don't care if it sucks, but I care if I can be understood by yeah. you. You know, and this exercise of speaking and bringing forth what we really care about, it changes us. And I am so thankful for this IT and trying to make this channel for us, of ours, trying to speak our hearts. I guess it is the main salvation for us as human beings. I really think about this in times of, you know, AI and such a thing. What can a human being do? We can converse, we can speak and talk and share. So I'm very thankful about this.
Thank you. You know, you just mentioned that we don't need to calculate, we don't need to prepare. What comes in the moment is coming in the moment. And this is, in a way, like Vashti, infinite, that you don't need to dress it, you don't need to prepare it, you don't need to produce it. This is the beauty of it. And the words that you say is not Felipe. What Jill says is not Jill. Finally, we don't have personalities. Relief from persona. This is a great relief because a persona is a very heavy load to carry around us. First of all, it's a lie. It's a lie. This is the first distinction, but it's not enough. We are attached ourselves to the lie because this is the only thing which is familiar. And we're just dragging it along. And since it's a lie and also heavy, it brings a lot of troubles. Because how can you manage so many lies? We don't supposed to manage because we are not the managers of our lives. We are not the creators. We did not put this creation out. We did not take it out. We're planets with oxygen, with water, with birds and trees. We're not in charge. But the persona says you are in charge. And this is the struggle. But once we come here, there is no persona. Nothing is personal. Jill can say whatever she likes. Cindy can say whatever she likes. Abby, nobody is judging. Nobody will scale the words that you say against you. Because nothing is personal. But once we out of this session, everything, just the masks returns, so to speak. People return to be persona, and then comes the accounting. Oh, I cannot say that next to this one. He might be offended. So we pull back until that we are completely choked. So just to say, because Felipe said this channel is for several years. And so, yeah, I started this channel because I could not continue any longer. I just felt choking from not having the ability to speak. Because it is choking if you don't speak about those things. So we started with a little podcast from time to time. I said maybe somebody will hear it in English. It's for someone, even one, it's good. I have relief if one agree to listen or so. It's not us. There aren't any personalities here. It's not a personal life. And whatever happens during the day is not what is happening to Jill, to Rodrigo, to Fernando, to Felipe, to Abigail. It is not happening to Cindy as a person. It just happens, but it's not Cindy. Yes, don't identify with what is happening. Whatever happens. Because if it's happening to me, why did it happen to me? Why he didn't understand me at the shop? But if it's not about me, just you move on and you pay and it's whatever. Do you understand? This is, life is not a personal room. It's not. We go with this mask of me. As a person, as a separate entity, we go with this mask into the world. And once we go with this mask, with this separation, we are bouncing against the world. It brings a lot of negativity. But once there is no me, there is no persona. So whatever happens, happens to the tree, moves in the wind, we move in the wind as well. So what? Because as a persona, as a mask, people should not speak like those words. People should not behave, but they walk in the streets and sometimes they raise their voice. This is what is happening. But as a persona, no, people do not speak like this. No. Comes the judgment. Who needs this polarity? Who needs this struggle? Just enjoy what is happening. Winds are coming and going. The seasons are coming and going. We're just here for a moment. So enjoy it. Whatever is happening, so to speak, in life is not personal happening. If something happens to someone, many things are happening as scenarios, as during the day, during life. It's not personally against A, B, C, D. It's just happening, and there is no need to identify with what is happening. It's very simple. No need to identify with it. Just an example. And this is an example from a lady pilot in the American Army. She fought with the American Army in Iraq as lady pilot. And they were caught. I mean, the Iraqi army caught them as in captivity. Of course, if they take Americans in captivity, it's not nice for men. It's lesser nice even to ladies. And they were released after 2 years or so. And people ask her, how did you dealt with it? And she said, if you don't take it as personal story that it happened to me, life just continues. People like her had a similar experience. They took it very personal that it happened to them. And they were in captivity. They could not get out of it, of this experience. But she said it happens. It didn't happen to me. And she just continued. Because to infinite, it doesn't show on the infinite screen. Questions? The interpretation says, and this is the great thing, the brain does, what the brain does is just interprets life. Everything is interpretation. So if we interpret life, it means that there are two. There's life and there's interpretation or translation. And this is it. Life is simple. By the way, we just open here, just general. On Discord, there's a new channel called Apple Tree. This is to enable conversation or startup conversation for Jill and Cindy, and if Abigail will want with a friend to join just to meet before they would like to start the channel. So this is just a preparation room, Apple Tree, preparation for conversation. So we just establish it few moments before this session starts. Whenever you have the time, we can meet here and open. Once we understand that the body, yes, that usually is associated with a name, that the body is not infinite itself, just carry part of it, and the name as well. And there is no identification with this. It's just, this is just a great relief, a great relief. Once we understand, and this is also written in the book, I Am That, that every breath that we have includes all life forms ever happened, is happening, and will happen. We don't need to chase after something. Everything is included in one breath. Yes, Hindi. Can you unmute and speak? I just would like to open until Sydney unmutes the microphone to speak about the relations between. Yes, Cindy? Can anyone hear Cindy at the moment? Abigail, Fernando, Felipe? Not yet. Not yet. We are waiting. We are waiting. Hopefully, she could. Maybe try to log out and log in again. Cindy, try to log out and to log in again, maybe. Maybe it's possible in this way. Maybe. Usually when we speak about the patriarchs, if you ask people to draw a graph, and in it just to pour the content of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, people will do a streaming like a family tree, and they will make... Yes, Cindy, we could hear you for a while. Hello?
For a while. Can you hear me?
Yeah, finally, finally.
Oh. I think my speakers were somewhere else. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You can.
Cindy, hello? Hello? Can anyone hear Cindy at the moment? Not now. Yes. Yes. Breaking up. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, yes. It's constant. Yes, Cindy, yes. What did you want to say? Maybe you can type. Yes.
This is making me laugh. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now at the moment. Yes.
Okay. No, I was just thinking about when you were talking about the goat.
Yes.
How he blessed both heads, and he didn't know which would go to the temple and which would go to the cliff. And I've been thinking from the weekly reading about part of the, I guess the law was to leave a portion of the outer parts of the field for the poor and the foreigner to have something to eat and to glean.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I just thought about Ruth and Orpah, and how it kind of made me think about the two goats and how they almost seem sort of like a version of that one went back to what she knew, her what her brain could tell her was safe. And then Ruth said she had seen something, she had experienced something with Naomi, and said, "I'm going with you. I don't care where you go," kind of like running back to the temple, the infinite, this is where life is from. And then how, in a way, it made her go into poverty and into a new place, and she became a foreigner. But in her gleaning of those outer edges of the field where nobody really probably wanted to be, Boaz, the owner, the, in a way, savior, says he notices her because she's kind of in a place she's not really supposed to be. And then, of course, as the story goes, we know, you know, she becomes his wife and is, you know, an integral part of a very wonderful story, although it's not about, you know, the personalities, but it's fun to read it as such sometimes. And I think sometimes in sharing our stories, it can feel like we're on the edges, not really belonging, but there's something beautiful and something true, something we've seen or experienced in those moments where it's okay if we always have to be on the edges of the field, but I'm sure there's a Boaz in all of our stories. That's just kind of what I was thinking. I don't know if that makes sense to anyone else, but it's just what came to me.
Yes, it's great. Thank you for sharing. Yes, there is a... Yes, there is an offering or saying, one of the verses in the Bible, not to, when you, harvest the field, not to harvest the corner of the field, just to leave it uncut. That the poor people, hello Deborah, good to see you, that the poor people could come and eat the sheaves, the grains from the corner of the field. This is, how do you say, this is a good deed, not to consume everything, but to leave it to the poor, those who are incapable of providing themselves. This is from the angle of grace, but there is another angle to look at it. Corner is just time. Corner, 90 degrees angle. What happens in a junction when two cars are coming against each other in 90 degrees angle? They might hit each other. It's also time. Not consume time. Meaning, the soul does not need to consume time or the events of time. Events are happening, deeds are done, but nothing, there is no private doer to all of this. So we should not be nourished by the events of time. This is what it means also to leave the corner of the field to the poor, not just to the poor as another neighbor who does not have enough income. Yes, but infinite cannot be nourished from the events of time, from what occur in the moment. This is what it means. And it, in the beginning, like you say, it's very beautiful what you say about Ruth, that when we stop relating to the past, to the narration as a real story, this is what happened to Ruth. She moves, she immigrates to a new place. She's, so to speak, a foreigner. She doesn't have even a status. It seems to us that we are foreign because we don't yet have a new way to live life. there's just the familiar old way of the older generations or how people used to live, and we attach to it, but it gives a lot of pain because it's not the current moment. It's not this space of infinite. So, but there is a fear to move forward. But Ruth cleaves to Naomi and she moves. At the beginning, she's a foreigner. She doesn't know how to behave, so she listens. It's not about so much Ruth, but about the nature of ourselves. When we have to move to a new space, it feels shaky, unknown what will be with it. But it's just without us noticing it's being moved in the background. So there is no need to be afraid to move on or to feel that we are foreigner or we are unfamiliar with things, because the soul, whatever happens to the soul never leaves. It is the brains that tells us all the time that we are not comfortable, or it should have been different, or people should behave differently. This is what the brain does. But the soul, if you really, the text, yes, from the book that we posted, the soul is always, this is I am, the soul is. So once you are with it, nothing can come and shake whatever happens. People are pushing, the bus suddenly stops because another car before stops, so suddenly everything can happen. Elevator moves, rocket fall, whatever. Just trust. It's very simple to trust in the infinite. Because the finite is falling all the time. The finite, the nature of finite is to fall all the time. So we should not have even concern about that, because it's constantly falling. Just concentrate in the infinite. And it's a very serene and lovely place. Space. Because it's not Abigail, it's not Fernando, it's not Felipe, it's not Gilles, it's not Deborah, it's not. What a relief. It has no beginning or end, it doesn't have a name, it doesn't have a reference. None of these. So whenever you feel like, you can join to Apple Tree Channel and we can discuss, we can make a schedule. Deborah, Jill, Abigail, Cindy, whenever you feel like, we can open and slowly, yes, launch a channel. And you could feel, it's interesting what you said, Cindy. The movement of Ruth, you can feel it once you converse with Jill, with Deborah, you can exercise Abigail. Once you move to a conversation, it's a movement to a new land, but it's a new life from the source. It's beautiful. Any questions? Abigail, question, Fernando, Felipe, Jill, Deborah, Cindy, any question, feel free. Yes. So whenever you feel like, and if you want to make like a meeting, everyone is invited to Apple Tree Channel. I just open it. Whenever you feel like, if you want to make like cross conversation, it just came to me now. Cross conversations with each other, different like combination. Jill with Fernando, Cindy with Jill, Abigail with Felipe, whatever. Deborah, just everything is open. So whenever you wish, just tip tap, check. write something, little message, and we shall meet here. For the common good. Yes?
Yes.
What a relief. We don't have personal life. We don't have personal names. We are not personal entities. What a relief. We don't have to carry this load. Who needs it? It's not real. So real is with you. Thank you so much for being here with us. Hope to see you soon and chat whenever you have the time. Toda and shalom, and see you on Saturday. Maybe before, if you will meet us under the apple tree. Toda and shalom.